voice of the world, the sound with the beat, the sound that sets you tapping your feet. Radio, the sound of year-round pleasure. The sound of the news, rhythm and blues,
Tchaikovsky swing, whatever you choose.
Radio, the sound of year-round pleasure.
Welcome to All Things Radio, your weekly radio magazine. With radio news from a national perspective, call letter and format changes, sports news, featured radio stations from yesterday and today, your voicemails and phone calls, as well as special guests and featured segments. And now here's your host, Bill Sparks.
Educates, syncopates, radio communicates, radio, the sound of year-round pleasure.
Hello and welcome to All Things Radio 463. I hope this week finds everybody well. It's good here. Jeff, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. I couldn't be any better. Everything is good here in Albany, New York. What's going on with you out there in Evansville, Mike?
I'm doing well in Evansville. I'm excited that Google Home has added radio.com so I can listen to the few CBS stations like WBBM and KMOX. Also, the big initiative here, a local initiative to try to keep 91.5 FM from going dark. That's owned by the university. We talked a little bit about it on ATR Extra last week. That's just some of the cool stuff you get to hear if you listen to ATR Extra after the podcast or online at legendoldies.com. So we're just going to see how that's going to play out. But what's coming up tonight, Jeff?
Well, we have a very busy podcast coming up this week. First of all, we'll talk about the world of broadcasting from a national perspective. Then we'll follow that up with Jennifer Sparks, caller and format changes. And if you love conservative talk, well, you're going to like the Bill Sparks feature. We're going to listen to WISN AM from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and conservative talk host Mark Belling. In our featured station section, we're traveling to Miami, Florida, and we're going to hear mornings at radio station WKIS FM with a country and western format, and they hired a new morning radio announcer. And we're also going to listen to a radio station that serves Dayton, Ohio, from Xenia, Ohio, and that's radio station WZLR FM with their 80s-based gold format. Finally, we're taking care of business by listening to radio station WNBC AM from New York City in 1973, April 18th of that year to be exact. And we're going to hear how Jim Scott sounded as he did afternoon drive on this radio station. All in all, Bill, a very, very busy podcast.
Now it's time for Jeff's award-winning news.
I'm Jeff Bennett for All Things Radio, and here's what's happening in the world of broadcasting. It's Madison Square Garden 1, Endicom 0, as a feud begins with both entities. Is Mike Francesa thinking about leaving WFAN? We'll let you know what's happening on the street, and we'll conclude our look at the Nielsen September Personal People Meter ratings. It was another busy week this week in the world of broadcasting, and just what Endicom doesn't need, a feud with the folks at Madison Square Garden. It all started this past summer when Maggie Gray, who's the midday host at radio station WFAN AM, got into a feud with the chairman of the board at Madison Square Garden. His name is James Dolan. James Dolan is not only the chairman of the board at Madison Square Garden, but he also has a rock band on the side. The rock band is called JD and the Straight Shots, and in a song, I Should Have Known Better, Maggie Gray perceived the song as defending James Dolan's friend, Harvey Weinstein, who, as you know, is already embroiled in sexual harassment lawsuits, and he's also being prosecuted for rape. Has Maggie Gray, sports host at WFAN, gone too far? Well, the folks at Madison Square Garden think she has. Madison Square Garden has severed all ties with Endicom. That means no exclusive interviews with any of the sports teams that Endicom owns. They own the New York Rangers and the New York Knicks. That also means that Endicom will no longer be getting any advertising revenue from Madison Square Garden properties. That includes Radio City Music Hall in New York, the Beacon Theater in New York, theaters in Chicago, and Los Angeles, California. Maggie Gray offered a half-hearted apology. However, that was unacceptable to the folks at Madison Square Garden. We'll let you know how this all plays out in a future All Things Radio podcast. In other news, is Mike Francesa thinking of leaving WFAN? And according to a recent article in the Ledger Star, a New Jersey newspaper, Mike Francesa is upset with Endicom because Mike Francesa has his own app promoting the Mike Francesa Show and his own podcast. However, Mike Francesa's app is not doing very well. It's a paid app, and Mike Francesa says it's going to take time for the app to do well. However, Mike Francesa agreed that part of the proceeds from that app would also pay Endicom. We'll let you know what happens with this in a future All Things Radio podcast as well. Now it's time to take a quick look and find out what's happening on the street. There are all kinds of award shows, such as the Oscar Awards, the Great American Music Awards. How about podcasting awards? Well, iHeartMedia is going to present podcasting awards on January 18th at the iHeart Performance Theater in Los Angeles, California. These awards will recognize the top podcasters throughout the United States And of course, we'll let you know more about this in a future All Things Radio podcast. Cumulus Media has made changes to the radio landscape at Nash FM, WKDF FM in Nashville, Tennessee, with the addition of Tyler Reese and Kelly Bradshaw Brock. Tyler Reese will be handling the midday chores for WKDF FM, and he is also the new assistant program director for WKDF FM as well. Tyler Reese comes to radio station WKDF FM after working at radio station WSM FM, which is also owned and operated by Cumulus Media. Kelly Bradshaw Brack comes to radio station WKDF FM in Nashville, Tennessee, after working at radio station WUSY FM in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Congratulations go out to Miguel Pio, who's the new program director at radio station WPOW FM in Miami, Florida. The station transmits on a frequency of 96.5 with a rhythmic format. Changes are afoot at KXGO FM in Minneapolis, Minnesota, with the exit of Giselle Huguet. Giselle Huguet is one of the morning co-hosts at the radio station. However, she's leaving the world of radio for the world of advertising. KXGO FM in Minneapolis, Minnesota broadcasts an alternative rock format, and they transmit on a frequency of 96.3. What's going on at radio station KBFF in Portland, Oregon? The station transmits on a frequency of 95.5, and they're stunting with all Halloween music. Is this a precursor to a format change? We really don't know. The station is owned and operated by Alpha Media, and yes, we will try to provide you with an air check of this radio station in a future All Things Radio podcast. Finally, we thought an all-Christmas radio station had hit the airwaves at radio station WDQN with a translator on 97.1 in Duquesne, Illinois. However, that was just a stunt. The station has dropped the Christmas music in favor of a hot adult contemporary format known as Sunday 97.1. Now it's time to conclude our look at the Nielsen September Personal People Meter ratings. Also, Texas, the number one ranked radio station is KUT-FM with a news, talk, and information format. The number two ranked radio station is KBPA-FM with an adult hits format. And finally, the number three ranked radio station in Austin, Texas is KASE-FM with a country format. And the Raleigh, North Carolina radio market, the number one ranked radio station is WFXC-FM with an urban adult contemporary format. The number two ranked radio station is WUNC-FM with a news, talk, and information format. And the number three ranked radio station in Raleigh, North Carolina is WQDR-FM with a country and western format. In Indianapolis, Indiana, the number one ranked radio station is WJJK-FM with a classic hits format. The number two ranked radio station is WYXB-FM with a soft adult contemporary format. And finally, the number three ranked radio station in Indianapolis, Indiana is WFMS-FM with a country and western format. In Milwaukee, Wisconsin, the number one ranked radio station is WRIT-FM with a classic hits format. The number two ranked radio station is WKLH-FM with a classic rock format. And finally, the number three ranked radio station in Milwaukee, Wisconsin is WTMJ-AM with a news, talk, and information format. In Nashville, Tennessee, the number one ranked radio station is WJXA-FM with an adult contemporary format. The number two ranked radio station is WNRQ-FM with a classic rock format. And finally, the number three ranked radio station in Nashville, Tennessee is WQQK-FM with an urban adult contemporary format. In Providence, Rhode Island, the number one ranked radio station is WWLI-FM with an adult contemporary format. The number two ranked radio station is WHJY-FM with an album-oriented rock format. And finally, the number three ranked radio station in Providence, Rhode Island is WPRO-FM with a pop CHR format. In Norfolk, Virginia, the number one ranked radio station is WVKL-FM with an urban adult contemporary format. The number two ranked radio station is WOWI-FM with an urban format. And finally, the number three ranked radio station in Norfolk, Virginia is WAFX-FM with a classic rock format. In Jacksonville, Florida, the number one ranked radio station is WEJZ-FM with an adult contemporary format. The number two ranked radio station is WJGL-FM with a classic hits format. And finally, the number three ranked radio station in Jacksonville, Florida is WOKV-FM with a news, talk, and information format. In the Greensboro, Winston-Salem, High Point, North Carolina market, the number one ranked radio station is WQMG-FM with an urban adult contemporary format. The number two ranked radio station is WSMW-FM with a hot adult contemporary format. And finally, the number three ranked radio station in the Greensboro, Winston-Salem, High Point, North Carolina market is WMAG-FM with an adult contemporary format. In the West Palm Beach, Boca Raton, Florida market, the number one ranked radio station is WRMF-FM with an adult contemporary format. The number two ranked radio station is WMBX-FM with an urban adult contemporary format. And finally, the number three ranked radio station in the West Palm Beach, Boca Raton, Florida market is WOLL-FM with an adult contemporary format. In Memphis, Tennessee, the number one ranked radio station is KJMS-FM with an urban adult contemporary format. The number two ranked radio station is WRBO-FM, also with an urban adult contemporary format. And finally, the number three ranked radio station in Memphis, Tennessee is WRVR-FM with an adult contemporary format. Finally, in the markets that serves Hartford, Connecticut and New Britain, Connecticut, the number one ranked radio station is WRCH-FM with an adult contemporary format. The number two ranked radio station is WKSS-FM with a pop CHR format. And finally, the number three ranked radio station in the Hartford, New Britain, Connecticut market is WTIC-FM with a hot adult contemporary format. Finally, according to media monitors, here are the top commercials you heard on the radio this past week. Number one was Geico Insurance, followed up by Walgreens, Lowe's Home Improvement Centers, McDonald's, and finally, Home Depot. If you have any comments concerning this portion of the podcast, there are many ways you can get in touch with me. First of all, you can send me an email. My email address is Jeff. That's J-E-F-F, Jeff, at allthingsradio.net. Or you can send me a voicemail with our feedback line. The phone number is 800-693-0595. That's 800-693-0595, and hit option 2 for the podcast team. Or you can send me a voicemail via the conversation station. Their phone number is 712-432-6499. That's 712-432-6499. And my voicemail box number is 6254. That's 6254. For All Things Radio, I'm Jeff Bennett.
Thank you, Jeff.
No problem. I guess the big news, and maybe from a point of view of you guys, the big thing that made the news was the Entercom Madison Square Garden feud. And did Maggie Gray go way too far? I kind of think she did. Is it right for her to diss the owner of Madison Square Garden or the chairman of the board of Madison Square Garden? WFAN is a sports station. While, yes, they don't carry the Knicks and Rangers, they certainly derive revenue from Madison Square Garden productions. Radio City Music Hall with their Rockettes Christmas show and shows that go on at the Beacon Theater in New York City. And there are other venues, the Wang Center in Boston, the LA Forum, and the theater in Chicago. So what do you guys think about that? Mike, what do you think?
Well, I know from working in radio that you can say almost whatever you want until you upset an advertiser that pulls revenue. It's just, that's the real world of radio. And right or wrong, you know, and they're going to get publicity in whatever way they can. My thing was more the story in Missouri where a judge ruled that they cannot ban alcohol advertising. And that's going to be an issue, I guess, maybe in the election. That's one of the two Senate candidates are feuding over, which I think is kind of interesting. So.
Well, I don't think they should ban alcohol advertising, but maybe they wanted to restrict it. I really believe that we've gotten too far, because I tend to be more of a libertarian, Mike. I'm more against a lot of government regulation. I don't like government regulation of any kind, if I can help it. I know we need some. Obviously, we can't avoid it. But I think we go too far sometimes, and I think that's the issue. So we'll have to see what happens. Well, now it's time for Jennifer Sparks' call letter and format changes. And then we'll follow it up with Bill Sparks' feature on WISN AM and Mark Belling.
KHEOFM 97.7, Hennessy, Oklahoma, changes calls to KHRK FM. KKFD FM 95.9, Fairfield, Iowa, changes format from classic rock to adult hits. KRKY 930, Granby, Colorado, changes slogan from Colorado Country to Colorado's Ski Country FM. KTIL 1590, Natartz, Oregon, changes slogan from Good Time Oldies 1590 to Good Time Oldies 1590 94.3. KWEO FM 106.3, Wacomas, Oklahoma, changes calls to KWOF FM. WANH 91.5, Meredith, New Hampshire, changes frequency from 91.5 to 88.3. WGRV 1340, Greenville, Tennessee, changes slogan from Hometown Radio to Hometown Radio 1340 AM 99.5 FM. WJNT 1180, Pearl, Mississippi, changes slogan from News Talk 1180 to News Talk 1180 96.9 FM. WJQS 1400, Jackson, Mississippi, changes slogan from 1400 The Fan to The Fan. WJQS 106.3, 1400. WPFP 980, Park Falls, Wisconsin, changes format from talk to Adult Hits and changes slogan from Freedom Talk to 103.1 Jack FM, WQRK 105.5 Bedford, Indiana, changes format from oldies to classic hits. WSMG 1450 Greenville, Tennessee, changes format from oldies to classic hits and changes slogan from oldies 1450 to Jewel FM. WVSB FM 104.1 Romney, West Virginia, changes calls to WVXS FM. WMUX AM 1110 Hurricane, West Virginia, changes calls to WYMW AM. CKPK FM 102.7 Vancouver, British Columbia, changes slogan from The Peak to 102.7 The Peak. KBGY 107.5 Faribault, Minnesota, changes slogan from Bob 106.1 Total Country to Bob FM Total Country. KDBB 104.3 Bonterre, Missouri, changes format from classic rock to classic hits and changes slogan from B104 Parkland's Rock Station to B104 Parkland's Classic Hits Station. KLCI 106.1 Elk River, Minnesota, changes slogan from Bob 106.1 Total Country to Bob FM Total Country. KMSO 102.5 Missoula, Montana, changes slogan from Mountain FM to Mountain 102.5. WGBN 1360 McKeesport, Pennsylvania, changes slogan from Gospel Excellence AM 1360 to Power 1360. KPKK 101.1 Amargosa Valley, Nevada, changes format from silent to talk and adds slogan Nevada Talk. KSPL 90.9 Kalispell, Montana, changes format from silent to religious teaching and adds network provider Moody Broadcasting Network and adds slogan Moody Radio. KTTT 1510 Columbus, Nebraska, changes primary format from ethnic to classic country and adds secondary format ethnic. KPXI FM 100.7 Overton, Texas, changes calls to KTYK FM. WEW 770 St. Louis, Missouri, changes format from ethnic to variety. WBAT 1400 Marion, Indiana, changes primary format from talk to classic hits and adds secondary format talk and changes slogan from news talk and information station to WBAT Marion's greatest hits. WFFM 105.7 Ashburn, Georgia, changes format from silent to country and adds slogan The Flame 105.7. WGRP 940 Greenville, Pennsylvania, changes format from oldies to adult contemporary. WKSR 1420 Pulaski, Tennessee, changes format from country to classic hits and adds slogan Classic KSR. WMVL 101.7 Linesville, Pennsylvania, changes slogan from Cool 101.7 to Greatest Hits and Local Sports. WPLA 107.1 Dannemora, New York, changes format from Adult Hits to Rock and changes slogan from What the FM 107.1 to 107.1 WPLA, Plattsburgh Rocks. WZLR 95.3 Xenia, Ohio, changes format from classic rock to classic hits. WBJZ FM 104.7 Berlin, Wisconsin, changes calls to WZOS FM. KWUL 101.7 Ellsbury, Missouri, changes primary format from not available to classic rock and adds secondary format adult alternative and adds slogan Rockin' Americana. WBCQ FM 94.7 Monticello, Maine changes slogan from Classic Country 94.7 to 94.7 Kix FM. WDNG 1450 Anniston, Alabama changes format from News Talk to Adult Contemporary and changes slogan from News Talk 1450 to My 95 FM. The following stations have signed off the air. KHHT 98.9 Mettler, California. KTRU 91.9 La Harpe, Kansas. WGHW 88.1 Lockwoods, Folly Town, North Carolina. WLTG 1430 Panama City, Florida. WDIZ 590 Panama City, Florida. WSRP 910 Jacksonville, North Carolina. And those are your call letter and format changes for this week. For All Things Radio, I'm Jennifer Sparks, wishing all of you a very good week.
Hello and welcome to ATR 463 Sports and News Features. Well, this week we're going to go to Milwaukee, Wisconsin and listen to a longtime broadcaster, Mark Belling. Mark's been on the air at WISN since 1989. Long run, wouldn't you say? And Mark does an afternoon talk show from a conservative point of view, and his opinions are his opinions and not necessarily mine or that of the other podcast presenters. But we decided we would feature Mark Belling this week. He also is an occasional substitute for Rush Limbaugh, very well thought of in Milwaukee. And we're going to take a listen to Mark Belling from the Radio Rewinder from 1992, another topic that he wants to talk about from 2011. I think you'll find this a little bit interesting. So here we go. You WISN fans that have been asking for Mark Belling, here you go.
Well, that's the part they pass up all the time.
Yeah, it is. And when you address crime in our society, we always get bogged down when people start babbling about, well, we have to understand the root causes of crime, lack of jobs, lack of hope, this, that, and the other thing. What that does then is it excuses the individual who's committing the crime. If you want to deal with the crime problem in a community, all you have to do is identify as many criminals as you can and get them out of society. It's that simple. If you've got 85,000 people running around in a community, 85,000 people who have so little morality that they are willing to use guns to get what they want in life, or if you have 40,000 people running around, which community is safer, the one with 85,000 or the one with 40,000? Clearly the one with 40,000. Therefore, if you want to make Milwaukee twice as safe as it is right now, let's get half the criminals off the street. But they never focus on stuff like that. Instead, they babble about having people bring their guns in. Now, if you're somebody who plans to use your gun, if you're somebody who plans to use your gun to make money by hurting other people, why would you bring the gun into the city to sell it to them?
Well, that's
why would you do it?
Also, the thing is, they're always looking for these root causes of crime, but the root cause of the crime that we have these days is a direct result of the liberal ideology.
Well, you're exactly right about that. Thanks for the call, Dale. And it is a direct result. To Jeff in Bayview. Jeff, you're on Talk Radio WISN.
Hi, Mark. How you doing?
I'm great.
I just have to, I'm listening to this and I'm reading about this, and you have to think of what a preposterous idea this actually is. First of all, whoever has guns that are going to be sold back, are going to be sold to the city, are worthless guns, and the people you're trying to target are not going to sell their guns. This is the whole thing about Norquist, Norquist trying to say that he's bringing about gun control. And as far as I'm concerned, I'm for gun control if you could have it, but there's no such thing. You'll never, ever have gun control. And the best way to do it, like you said, is to make it impossible for people who are shooting other people, stealing, robbing with guns, put them away, throw them away. They're worthless.
Well, you're right. But my God, Jeff, you don't understand what drives people to a life like this. And if only guns weren't so accessible,
I'm just so sick of that argument about what drives people to this. It doesn't matter if you live in the core if you live on the south side or the east side. Doesn't matter where you live, Mark. It's all about morals.
It's about morality, and it's about whether or not you can get away with it. Mm-hmm. It's that simple. And we've decided that we aren't going to make it more difficult for them to get away with it.
What?
So therefore they do, which is why the nomination of Clarence Thomas to the Supreme Court was so important, because Thomas is a law and order judge, and he's not one of those people who wants to tie the hands of a police officer so that they can't do their jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Things like that will begin to address the crime problem. The city buying guns back is crazy. It's just crazy. The only way it's going to, and trust me, if they have this thing, and all these guns do come in because they're charging it, because they're paying an arm and a leg for these guns, media is going to come, oh my, the great success of the gun program, they're going to be showing all of these guns. There won't be any follow-up as to what happens with the cash or the food vouchers that are handed out for the guns. The success of the gun buyback will be totally dependent on how much money the city is dumb enough to spend to buy the guns.
There will be no success with this program.
Well, unless the price is high enough, and then it's going to be very successful. They're going to get a bunch of guns, and the people are going to take their cash or food vouchers.
It's just amazing that you've got this big campaign to get rid of bullying in the schools. The biggest bullies in this state are school teachers. You know, I've got all the, you know, and I get copies of all their stuff and get directed to all their Facebook pages, because in every one of these packs of liberals, there's always one or two or three conservatives who have to surround themselves by this because they work there. I mean, here's an example. Milwaukee Public Schools, they are urging tomorrow every school teacher to wear red and put the word recall on their clothing. So you're going to have these people. That's not something that a decent person does, to walk into the workplace, a government workplace, and make your agenda trying to be some sort of a call to action. It's not a decent thing to do. You keep your politics out of the business. You keep your politics out of the school. They don't do that because they know that they don't have to. They figure it's legal to do it, so we'll do it. And who cares if it intimidates people who don't agree with us? That's our entire point, is to bully and intimidate, because we're obnoxious people. I swear, when they issue those teaching licenses in Wisconsin, they must put on there, with this license becomes the right to be a complete jackass of a human being. I'm not suggesting all teachers are, but I am saying it is way more than I see in any other job in the state. And it's typical of this whole thing that occurs with these liberals. Why walk past Walker's house? There's only one reason to do it. Because they know it's obnoxious. So why do something that's obnoxious? Because that's what they enjoy.
Mark Belling is also a great writer, does a lot of writing in the state of Wisconsin. So if you want to listen to him, go to WISN or through iHeartRadio or on one of your many connected devices. If you have any questions, bill@billsparks.org or 800-693-0595 and press option 2. Have a good week, everyone.
Thanks, guys. I actually do like some conservative talk podcasts, like my buddy Larry Connors and so forth. But anyway, let's go to our feature station segment, where we're going to hear New Country on WKIS in Miami and then Xenia Dayton, Ohio for WZLR.
This week, we're traveling to Miami, Florida and Dayton, Ohio. In Miami, Florida, we're going to revisit a radio station that we visited a few podcasts ago. The station is WKIS-FM, licensed to Boca Raton, Florida, serving Fort Lauderdale and Miami, Florida, with a country and western format. They've recently revamped their morning show with hosts Tim Conlon and June Knight. June Knight is the new morning co-host, and she comes to this radio station after working in St. Petersburg, Florida, at country radio station WQIK-FM. Next, we'll travel to Dayton, Ohio, and listen to radio station WZLR-FM. The station is owned and operated by Cox Media, and they've dropped their classic rock format in favor of 80s-based music. So without further ado, why not sit back, relax, and enjoy these radio stations on this week's edition of the All Things Radio podcast.
WKIS-FM HD1, Boca Raton, Fort Lauderdale, Miami, a radio.com station, and your FM home of the Miami Dolphins, Kiss Country 99.9. Here's this hour's Kiss Country cash code word to put $1,000 in your pocket.
All righty, the word is snow, S-N-O-W. Text the word snow to 72881. The word is snow. Text it right now to 72881. You can win yourself $1,000 here with Kiss Country cash. Another text keyword coming your way, top of the hour, 9 o'clock on Kiss Country 99.9. Here's Dylan Scott. This is Hooked.
It was a Friday night. Hooked.
Aventura is Kiss Country, and we're your radio station, live and local. Kiss Country 99.9.
I never seen you in this town. If you need somebody to show you around, well, I know somebody.
Here's what's trending on Kiss Country 99.9.
Oh yeah, June.
Mm-hmm.
You already know. The Dolphins.
Bring it home.
Oh my goodness. What an amazing game yesterday. Shout out to those Miami Dolphins taking down the Bears.
Everybody's talking about this in town, out of town, all over town this morning. And yes, the Miami Dolphins pulled it off. That field goal coming in the end. There's an injury involved in your house. This was crazy.
Yeah, it was my own injury. So as you know, I'm a diehard Dolphin fan. What I didn't mention to you, June, and I figured I'd wait until now.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm doing this. I actually was wearing a replica Dolphin helmet during overtime. I went and
put there's a visual.
I went and put it on, and I was running around my house. as you know, the Dolphins, or maybe you don't know, the Dolphins fumbled at the 1 yard line in overtime. I spit water out of my mouth because I couldn't believe that actually happened.
Right.
They went down, the Bears, they missed the field goal. Dolphins come down, kick a field goal. I get up to celebrate, and I slip on said water. And I got a nice little bruise on myself.
Yeah, you got injured. Bring the golf cart out, everybody. Take him out for the season, TC. But hey, they won.
Mm-hmm.
It was a thriller. I think you should get the Osweiler shirt.
I might have to do that. I mean,
I think you should. I will challenge you to do that.
Okay. I'll paint it on myself.
It was unbelievable, I got to tell you.
It really was an amazing game. So, just a great game. Shout out to the Dolphins for not ruining my entire weekend, because that's how my weekends go.
I would not want to have to have dealt with you this morning if they lost.
No.
Seriously.
I don't want to deal with myself when they lose. So anybody else that has to, that'd be bad.
All right, listen to this. You can buy the Dolphins if you want, TC. Mega Millions jackpot for tomorrow night. Largest ever. $654 million because nobody won on Friday night.
I'm all about it.
Powerball Wednesday night, $345 million, 17th largest. So you have the choice of two.
Are you a lotto player? Are you going to play?
No, I'm not really a big lotto player, but I kind of jump in on these big jackpots because there's so much hype about it. And then I start thinking about what I want to buy and where I want to buy it. And would you work still?
Absolutely.
Why?
You know, I really like what I do, and I
Yeah, but you could own this place.
I wouldn't work as hard, I tell you that much.
You wouldn't want to just buy the place and work for yourself?
Well, I would I could do that, and what I would do is I would buy the place, and I'd sit in my bed every morning, and I would just wake up and talk. And that'd be
it. Nobody could yell at you.
No.
You know?
Well, people can yell. They'll probably go on social media instead of yelling, because that's what people like to do. Tough guys out there.
Well, hey, listen to who's having a baby. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle.
Oh.
Little baby.
Congratulations. Is that your little baby voice?
Yeah, it's my little baby voice.
So right after they left the big church wedding,
some
action going on there.
It had to have been. Well, they're two attractive people, and I don't know. I mean, the Royals, they're seventh in line. The baby will be seventh in line, so.
Not a chance of ever seeing the throne.
No, which is, would you want to be like first or second in line, or would you be happy in seventh?
I'd be happy in seventh.
So would I.
You get the Bentleys and you get the $1 billion cottage.
Yeah.
Nobody bothers you.
I know. And you just get to live your life.
And you're a princess.
Oh, and by the way, June's looking for a prince, a real life prince, if you are one.
You have to be the real prince, though. I don't want any of this, you know, seventh generation stuff.
No, we're going to get the Prince of Miami Gardens to call us up. The guy that goes by the Prince of Miami Gardens. If you're a prince, we're trying to get June married off here to a prince, and then can live in a faraway land. Or what do they do? Live in a castle?
Yeah, something about this just doesn't sound right, TC.
Oh, no. This sounds great. I can't wait. If you're a prince,
at all.
Give us a call. 866-954-0999. On the way, we're going to talk about when you're watching something live and then somebody in the other room is already celebrating it because the TV that you're watching is always the one on a delay. Because this happens, doesn't it?
All the time. Yeah.
All the time. It happened to you yesterday?
Uh-huh.
Oh, boy.
Yep.
It's the worst.
I'm very upset.
At a bar.
Yep.
We'll talk about that in about 15 minutes here on Kiss Country 99.9ers Brad Paisley.
To the teller down at the bank.
Usually, we live by the saying, go big or go home. But on January 26th, we kick it up a notch or two and go huge. Kiss Country 99.9 presents The Chili Cook-Off. Powered by Ford and driven by Nashville legends.
Brooks and Dunn.
That's where I drank my first beer.
Luke Combs.
And hit me like a hurricane.
Rodney Atkins.
Makes me want to take a back road.
Tyler Rich.
Bro Cash.
Runaway June. And more. Chili Cook-Off.
I know somebody.
Tickets for The Chili Cook-Off are on sale now at WKIS.com. Kiss Country 99.9's Chili Cook-Off, powered by Ford. Saturday, January 26th at C.B. Smith Park in Pembroke Pines is brought to you by...
Dana Jarn Levine, accident attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE. The Filthy Mermaid. Gotta have hands for mermaids gone bad. Tito's Handmade Vodka. Please drink responsibly.
And by South Florida's original country music station, Kiss Country 99.9.
The all-new 95.3 and 101.1 The Eagle. Dayton's 80s station.
WZLR Xenia. Welcome to Dayton's newest radio station. The all-new 95.3 and 101.1. The Eagle. Dayton's 80s station. A new station with the same name. The Eagle. Your music right now. Found Dayton's newest radio station, the all-new 95.3 and 101.1, The Eagle, Dayton's 80s station. The all-new 95.3 and 101.1, The Eagle, Dayton's 80s station.
This is Madonna.
The all-new 95.3 and 101.1. Dayton's 80s station. The all-new 95.3 and 101.1. The Eagle. Dayton's 80s station. New 95.3 and 101.1. The Eagle, Dayton's 80s station. The all new 95.3 and 101.1. The Eagle, Dayton's 80s station. Soundtrack for the 80s.
This is Cyndi Lauper.
The all-new 95.3 and 101.1. The Eagle, Dayton's 80s station. And 101.1, The Eagle, Dayton's 80s station. No DJs. The all-new 95.3 and 101.1. The Eagle. Dayton's 80s station. It's a brand new radio station with the same name. Welcome to the all-new 95.3 and 101.1, The Eagle, Dayton's 80s station. We've been talking to music fans all over the Miami Valley, and you've given us so much great feedback that we're relaunching the station. What's new? Well, we're now playing a total variety of fun songs you grew up listening to. The MTV soundtrack from the 80s on the radio. Why did we keep the name? We like it. What's better than an eagle? The all-new 95.3 and 101.1, The Eagle, Dayton's 80s station.
I'm Hippie, and this is your exclusive haunted house and happenings update. In Springfield, Hoar Acres is now open with all the legends, Freddie, Jason, Michael, and Leatherface. Open Friday nights and Saturday nights starting at 8 p.m. Check out the Wilmington Haunted Hollow ride on West Dalton Road. That's in Wilmington. You can see what it feels like to be buried alive in the 4D Hillbilly Coffin Ride. Check out the Terror and the Corn Haunted Trail. And don't forget about the Nightmare Penitentiary. The Brimstone Haunted Hayride in Springfield is open every Friday and Saturday night, along with the Forgotten Forest Trail. This promises to be no walk in the woods. And the Haunted Wagon Rides at Young's Jersey Dairy is now open every Friday and Saturday night. You can bring the kids to hear a spooky, scary story and then board a hayride through the haunted cornfields. This one is designed for family with children to introduce them to the world of haunted attractions. Find a complete list every Friday in the Daily News Go section or call 937-223-1515 to advertise your haunted house on the official Dayton list.
Now it's time to kick off a 52-minute music marathon, the longest commercial-free stretch of music in Dayton, starting right now. This is the all-new 95.3 and 101.1, The Eagle, Dayton's 80s station.
Well, there you go. Music from the 80s is heard on radio station WZLR-FM in Dayton, Ohio. And we started things off by listening to radio station WKIS-FM, licensed to Boca Raton, Florida, serving the Miami-Fort Lauderdale, Florida market. Now, if you have any comments concerning this part of the podcast, why don't let me know about it by email or voicemail. The email address here is Jeff, that's J-E-F-F, Jeff at allthingsradio.net. Or you can send me a voicemail by our feedback line. The phone number is 800-693-0595. That's 800-693-0595, hitting option 2 for the podcast team. For All Things Radio, I'm Jeff Bennett.
Thank you, Jeff, for those featured stations. Well, it's time to wrap it up on another All Things Radio podcast, but not before we go to Jeff's retro station this week in featured segment, which is WNBC, Jim Scott. And you remember him from WLW, of course, for a long time voice on WLW. But anyway, this is Jim Scott in 1973. Have a good week, everyone.
Well, thank you very much, Bill. This week, how about a trip back in time to April 18th, 1973? And we're going to listen to a radio announcer who is most familiar to people living in Cincinnati, Ohio. Jim Scott worked at radio station WSAI in Cincinnati, Ohio, under its top 40 days. However, Jim Scott also worked at WNBC AM in New York City in 1973. When you listen to Jim Scott, you realize what a real pro he is, a great personality, and a great family man. You realize just how much he cares about his wife and kids. So when you listen to this radio station, you're really listening to a pro. So without further ado, why don't sit back and enjoy Jim Scott on radio station WNBC from April 18th, 1973 on this week's edition of the All Things Radio podcast.
Look, my eye can whistle, no teeth. It's 11 minutes after 4. This is Jim Scott at 66 WNBC. Had a great time this morning. I got up about 7:30. My wife is still sleeping, and a little four-year-old still sleeping. I got the two oldest boys, and I said, let's go out for breakfast. So we did, and we went to a pancake house, you know. And Scott ordered this Strawberries International, about three pancakes with all these strawberries piled. And he had this once before. The only problem is, if you don't specifically say you don't want sour cream and you want whipped cream, you get sour cream. You see a look on an eight-year-old's face when all of a sudden they bring him these strawberries and it's got sour cream on it. He said, I get sour cream. I said, please, would you bring me whipped? And, well, you didn't ask for whipped. I said, oh, you know. Other than that, it was a really nice morning.
This is a commercial for a man who wants to know about shirts, Wallach's.
It's time for the WNBC Grease Contest for today, Wednesday, April 18th. Whose voice is this? If you can identify that performer, send a postcard with your name and address to WNBC Grease, Box 660, New York 10019. Write down who you think it is with today's date, Wednesday, April 18th. If your card is one of the 10 winners drawn for today's date, you'll win 4 free tickets to a special performance of the Broadway hit musical Grease. Listen again to the voice of today's mystery rock performer. Send that card now to WNBC Greece, Box 660, New York 10019. And listen tomorrow for a brand new mystery Greece performer on... I also spilled maple syrup all over the table this morning. I have to apologize. I've been see about me, babe. Supremes. Prices on the New York stock market were up today. And they're nice. Dow Jones average about 9 points up. That'll make all the stockbrokers happy. The thermometer was up today. 74 degrees, the highest point. That's what it is right now, but it's on its way down. It's a real nice day in New York, and there's a chance of a few showers either tonight, or for sure, there's a good chance of showers late in the day tomorrow. But Friday, partly cloudy, continued mild. Not bad at all. I'll bring the umbrella along just in case.
Attention, all travelers.
Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parents.
See Scared Crow now at the Cinema One Theater. I'll be back. I'll be here in a couple of minutes with a six race from Aqueduct. And Harvey Peck will be on the radio again tomorrow morning for Imus in the Morning. Who's sick? Not feeling good at all. Boy, Harvey Peck sure sounded good on the radio this morning. I laughed. You turn on the radio tomorrow morning, catch Harvey. You'll like him.
She faced the hardest times you could imagine. Be a flower growing wild.
Wild flower. Harvey Peck has just told me something. I'm not going to tell you what he's going to do, but it's going to be horrible. Harvey, you might really get in trouble for that. Harvey Peck will be sitting in again for Imus tomorrow morning, and he's going to do something that... Don't pull an Imus on the radio, Harvey. Now, he's gonna do something I would call drastic and very arbitrary, and caution to detail is obviously part of the whole thing, too. Harvey Peck at the track with, sixth race. Can you do the seventh now? Oh, it's illegal. Sixth race right now in 60 seconds.
Okay, it's quad time at the Bristol Sound Center's Woodnut Audio Festival.
The low-cost gasoline for new cars.
Second exacta, 7 furlongs, 4 year olds and up. Allowance conditions. Proceeding was a recreation of the sixth race at Aqueduct with permission of the copyright owner, the Daily Racing Form.
I'm doing fine now. That's the name of this record by New York City. Now, that's the name of the group, New York City, right here on 66 WNBC New York, where tonight we've got a basketball, the Celtics and the Knicks at 8:55. I'm doing fine now, New York City. This is Jim Scott. Before the news, I want to tell you about what we're doing this weekend. It's going to be an exciting weekend, especially Sunday.
Come on along with WNBC for a special weekend.
This is Big Wilson. This very special Easter weekend, 66 matches your holiday mood with a five-hour musical presentation, The Christ Chronicles, documenting the revolutionary influence of the modern Jesus movement on today's rock music, Easter morning at 9. And immediately following The Christ Chronicles,
the New York Knicks continue their Eastern Final playoff series with the Boston Celtics with Game 4 of their best of 7 at Madison Square Garden. I'm Marv Albert. I'll be there along with John Andres to bring you the play-by-play starting 1:55 with the pregame show.
Sunday evening at 7.
Rhythm, energy, power, enthusiasm. That's Blood, Sweat, and Tears. 10 superb musicians channeled into a dynamic performance you don't want to miss.
And remember, weekends are WNBC Day. Can you give me some sort of holder so it won't tip over? Okay, thank you. Hurry up, okay? Because it's still warm now. Hi, this is Jim Scott. When I started my show today, I walked into the studio with a cup of coffee and just spilled it all over the place. I'm klutzy and it's a full moon. Maybe that's a problem. So I just got another cup of coffee. I've waited all day for this cup of coffee. I'm going to put it right over here. And if that spills, hope not.
Jim Scott.
A million-selling single, I Am Woman, gives birth to a natural smash album.
Cross Bronx Expressway, they should bury and just throw in the Atlantic Ocean. The Cross Bronx Expressway is tied up westbound from the Bruckner Traffic Circle to Westchester Avenue, where only one lane is open due to an earlier accident.
Problems.
Ronnie Osmond, the 12th of Never. This is Jim Scott. We just told you about the Cross Bronx Expressway problem. I went into the news department and talked to someone that could give us some alternate routes, try to help you, okay? Cross Bronx Expressway tied up westbound from the Bruckner Traffic Circle to Westchester Avenue, where only one lane is open due to an earlier accident. This is causing rubbernecking delays eastbound from both levels of the George Washington Bridge and the top of the West Side Highway. Everybody's saying, oh, look over there. There are also some delays getting onto the George Washington Bridge in Jersey. You can save time by using Pelham Bay Parkway and Fordham Road or the Tappan Zee Bridge if you're headed to New England. Riverside Drive will save you time over the West Side Highway. Sorry about that. That's been a mess for a while. And, Miff, hope you're not in the middle of the whole thing. If you are, I got a commercial for you. And maybe you've heard people here at WNBC, Imus or Big Wilson or myself, talking about Sidemen's before, and you said to yourself, Well, they've had a three-day sale going on, and this is the last day. Today's Wednesday, right? It's all at Anchor Savings Bank, member of the FDIC. What the world needs in the morning is Imus, but he's sick, so we got the next best thing, Harvey Pack, tomorrow morning. Six minutes before five, earlier today we mentioned that prices on the stock market were up 9 points, and it was only five. Well, you know, it's a full moon. We really did it on purpose, just to make you feel better, because probably your stock went up a little bit. Harvey Pack will be here in just a bit with the seventh race. It is a full moon, isn't it? Strange things are happening at this building. Here's a reminder, if you ever miss Harvey Pack's race recreations, dial 999-2121 for the OTV results. And you can get late results during the day and OTB trotting prices at night, 999-2121.
If you usually spend a dollar or more for a golf ball...
Proceeding was a recreation of the seventh race at Aqueduct with permission of the copyright owner, the Daily Racing Form.
Thank you, Harvey. Good luck tomorrow morning. You better go to bed now. You can't. You've got to stay here and do two more races. We've got the eighth and the ninth race, and we'll be all through with the races at 6. Harvey will be back at 7:08 tonight to recap all the races from the Big A and get up again tomorrow morning to do the Imus show. If you didn't hear Harvey Pack this morning, you really missed something. He'll be on the radio again for Imus, who is sick. He's in Greenwich Hospital in Greenwich, Connecticut. If you want to send him a card, he'd really appreciate it. And, you know, when you say something nice to Imus, he always, you know, gives you half a peace sign or says some arrogant thing. But Imus will be listening. We really do miss you, and we hope you're feeling better. Now, I just talked to Imus. He's not really feeling good, but his mouth is the... Nurse, go get some soap and wash out Imus's mouth, will you? WNBC New York, 5 o'clock.
NBC News on the Hour. I'm Wilson Hall reporting. The Republican sources in Washington say 10 to 15 present or former White House aides had a role in or prior knowledge of the break-in and bugging of the Democrats' headquarters at Watergate.
The weather for the metropolitan area, partly cloudy tonight and tomorrow. Chance of showers late in the day. Tonight's low around 60, high tomorrow again in the mid-70s. In Manhattan now, 73 degrees. Bob Kane, WNBC News.
Somebody said, what hospital is Imus in? I said, Greenwich, Connecticut. Greenwich Hospital. I said, why? He said, I'm going to send flowers. I said, Imus? That's nice. He said, no, it's the poor nurse. He's got to wait on him. Yeah. Send her peonies.
Well, I don't know why I came here tonight. You and I'm getting mad with you.
You like racing? You like horse races? You like to be there? Well, try something new this spring. Come on out to Freehold Raceway. Come on out for all the fun and excitement of 11 harness races and 10 exactas and a daily double every afternoon. And every Thursday, we've got something for the ladies to love, free admission, and a fashion show. So come on out, everybody, to Freehold in the spring. You're going to love it. Bus transportation from all metropolitan areas. Post time 1:30. Don't miss it. Freehold in the spring. Grease contest coming up just about a minute from right now, so stay where you are. And tonight at 8:55... Why is the game at 8:55 instead of normal 7:55? Well, there's a circus, you see, and they have to clean up, and with all the elephants, it takes a while to clean up after they've been there. So basketball playoff tonight, Knicks in Boston at 8:55.
The movie is called Scarecrow. Under 17, not admitted without parent.
Not admitted without a parent? You mean you have to bring your mother or your father? See Scarecrow now at the Cinema One Theater.
It's time for the WNBC Grease Contest for today, Wednesday, April 18th. Whose voice is this?
If you can identify that performer, send a postcard with your name and address to WNBC Grease, Box 660, New York 10019. Write down who you think it is with today's date, Wednesday, April 18th. If your card is one of the 10 winners drawn for today's date, you'll win 4 free tickets to a special performance of the Broadway hit musical Grease. Listen again to the voice of today's mystery rock performer. Send that card now to WNBC Grease, Box 660, New York 10019. And listen tomorrow for a brand new mystery Grease performer on...
Is this the head nurse at the Greenwich Hospital in Greenwich, Connecticut? This is Jim Scott at WNBC. I just wanted to warn you, you've got a patient here called Imus. Yeah. No, I-M-U-S. That's right. And you know how when people go into hospitals, you put those hospital gowns on them, that sort of tie in the back? I think he's wearing his backwards. You know what I mean? You better check on it. 16 minutes after 5, that's the right time. The right time for right diet bread, baked by S.B. Thomas. 74 degrees. Pretty warm day in New York. Tomorrow's going to be about the same with the possibility of a few showers.
Hey, honey.
Hi.
Watch out. Wait till you see what we're having for dinner.
That's Blood, Sweat, and Tears in Concert Sunday, April 22nd, Carnegie Hall at 8 p.m. 18 minutes after 5, going home, New York. Trying to go home. Trying to leave town, Kennedy Airport. Port Authority tells us so much traffic there. Use mass transportation.
He was on his way home from Candletop. But I'll touch the phone and I'll backwoods southern lawyer.
That is one of the most popular songs in our town. That is Vicki Lawrence, and it's called The Night the Lights Went Out in Georgia, and it is the top record in New York right now. Most popular. Would you believe that in New York? That record's been out for 3-4 months. It's been working its way across the country. It was a big hit in Georgia first, and then Cincinnati, and now here it is in New York. It's 21 minutes after 5. Harvey Pack, who's sitting in for Imus in the morning, he'll be on tomorrow morning, 6 to 10. We'll be here in 60 seconds with the 8th race from Aqueduct.
Preceding was a recreation of the 8th race at Aqueduct with permission of the copyright owner, the Daily Racing Form.
How about a little rock and roll for you? Need a little old radio set to 66 WNBC, where Grease lives. We've got a Grease contest going. Let me give you the address again. It's Grease, WNBC, Box 660, New York, 10019. Make sure you put down your name, address, and phone number, and the mystery Grease celebrity for the day and the date, okay? This is called Frankenstein, the Edgar Winter Group. All right. Next song is L4 on the Hurley's Jukebox. We play this a lot when the girls from Monitor come in. Clarence Carter, what'd you say?
What would I give? Can you slip away now, baby?
Clarence Carter, can you slip away? If you're in the middle of the Cross Bronx, you aren't slipping anywhere. Cross Bronx Expressway is still tied up westbound from the Bruckner Traffic Circle to Westchester Avenue, where only one lane was open due to an earlier accident. And now they tell us that delays eastbound on the Cross Bronx Expressway extend from routes 4, 46, and 80 into New Jersey, 2 and across the George Washington Bridge. Westbound traffic extra heavy. Try to use alternate routing in New Jersey if you can. And now the news brought to you by the Dime Savings Bank of New York. And with the news, John Bohannon.
Thank you, Jim. It's 73 degrees and cloudy at 5:30. Congressman Mario Biaggi denies published reports that he took the Fifth Amendment during testimony for a federal grand jury investigating immigration matters.
Well, there you go. Memories of a radio station that no longer exists. We listened to radio station WNBC AM in New York City from April 18th, 1973, and radio announcer Jim Scott. Jim Scott, of course, would later go on to do mornings at radio station WLW in Cincinnati, Ohio, having retired a few years ago. Now, if you have any comments in turning this part of the podcast, or if there are any classic air checks of radio stations that you'd like me to present, and yes, I'll try to get them on for you, why don't let me know about it by email or by voicemail. For all things radio, I'm Jeff Bennett.
This concludes another All Things Radio Live. Join us every Thursday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern for the latest radio news, interviews, caller questions and comments, station scopes, and more. Visit the show's official website at www.allthingsradio.net and visit the Legend website at legendoldies.com. Join us again next week for another All Things Radio Live on the World Wide Legend.